Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 409 of Power Rangers, Time Force, episode 31, Undercover Rangers.
It aired September 15th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
He's back. This is the first episode to air post 9/11.
Yes.
So I'm very curious to see how
Power Rangers is different now.
How different it is. Or if they, because I know obviously they filmed it and edited it and all that before. So I don't know if they're like, just going to be like, I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and talk about it. And you can follow along. We've got Netflix or the DVDs. And should? I don't know what else to tell you.
It's time for Time Force.
It's time for Time Force. We've done it 31 times by now, and it's 31 times
well,
for Time Force.
This will be 31.
We've done it 30 times now. You're right. And this time's time for Time Force.
Finally.
For once. Let's go watch it.
Time for Time Force. And we're back, and we just watched The Master of Disguise with Dana Carvey, by mistake.
Did we?
No, we didn't. Oh. It was Undercover Rangers.
Oh, see, I was like, everyone seemed turtly enough for the Turtle Club?
Hey, there's a whole movie behind that one scene. Did you know that?
You know, I've seen that movie at least twice, and I could not tell you a single other thing that happens. Because, did anything else happen?
I don't think so.
Who knows? Have I told you about the one time I thought I saw Dana Carvey?
Yeah, in Peterborough?
No, in the mall. I saw David Spade in Peterborough.
That's the one I was
thinking. I saw him
of.
At Harlow's, and I was like, that's David Spade. Because he's filming one of the grown-up movies, which they filmed at Lake Winnipesaukee. But no, when I worked at Macy's in California, I thought I saw Dana Carvey. I started getting an anxiety attack, and I was like, that's Dana Carvey, and I was like getting starstruck, and I was like, all right, I want to say hi to Dana Carvey, because I can't not,
right.
That's Garth, I gotta, Josh.
I get it.
So I'm like, I'm just going to be cool, I'm going to go over and see if he needs help with anything, because ostensibly that's my job here. It was mostly putting out folded shirts. I don't even remember what I did at Macy's. It was retail. So I go around and make a beeline. I come around a rack. He turns. Not Dana Carvey. So I got real nervous about a guy that wasn't Dana Carvey.
Dodge that bullet.
Who? I don't know what I would have done. Probably just been like, I'm having a good time.
Hi, you're Garth.
You're Garth.
I'm not worthy.
How often do you think Dana Carvey gets that?
Every time he goes somewhere.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I don't recommend doing that.
I almost said morphingrid.tumblr.com. That's nothing. Don't go there. It still exists, but it is a hollow. It is the ruins. It is a pastoral ruin.
The last time anything was posted there was Turbo.
I think. I think it was the end of Zio. I don't think I posted anything Turbo there.
That might be true. I have episode pictures for Turbo on the archive.
I made some.
Okay.
I think. Did I send them to you?
They're on the archive. So I'm assuming
I meant to look
did.
At them. I don't remember making any at all. Anyway.
I'm going to the Tumblr right now because now I'm curious.
Yeah, anyway. So before, in addition to that, you can also go to heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the archive. We got it updated and it's new and fancy. So it's just heyjakeandjosh.com. Take it right to the Morphin Grid archive. There's a fancy navigation bar on the top.
It's got two clicks on
got
it.
Got two things. Soon there's going to be a third.
Maybe.
Coming soon.
Yeah, no, I restructured the whole thing. So there's not that weird, like, there's a website coming page anymore.
There's not like a lie of a landing page anymore.
So you go there, it takes you right to the Morphin Grid. As the other shows get added, they'll be added to the navigation bar. If you go into one of the seasons, there's a navigation bar at the top and bottom that'll let you go to the previous or next season or back to the homepage.
Yeah.
as well, so it's just a little easier to get around.
Fancy schmancy. But it's all there, up through In Space.
Yep.
So if you've been wondering, how do I listen to the early In Space episodes? That's how. We're also emailable, littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Duckberry Podcast. Duckberry anything? No, it's not.
A Duckberry? Maybe.
A Duckberry.
That's what they make duck sauce out of.
You know what? Maybe you're right. It's that or they grind up duck.
I don't think that's it.
And why would you dip duck in duck sauce unless the duck sauce is made? I'd just be dipping duck in more duck, and that's ridiculous. The sauce can't be made from duck. It's got to be made from Duckberry. And if you go to Duckberry Podcast, you can leave us a rating and review. We're also on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and, you know, 40, 50 other ones. I saw about the internet in my travels, someone was like, should we be on Spotify or no? And the person I'm talking to is like, I don't know. And like, so I can put copyrighted music in there. So I don't think we can be on Spotify.
Probably not.
It's less than 30 seconds, our theme song, so we might be good. But I don't think any of our other shows can be.
No.
And no one tell the cops about that. Don't be a narc. Or else.
Be cool.
Be cool. Dang.
You're going to send us, your boys, to time jail?
To time jail? I don't think so.
I don't want to be a little action figure.
I also do not want to be a little action. I do. I would like a likeness of me in an action figure form, but I don't want to be personally shrunk down and put in a capsule and then put in a fridge.
What am I going to do with an action figure of myself? Lose to Jeff Hardy in a championship match?
No, you win. You beat Jeff Hardy in a championship match.
Nobody can beat one-armed Jeff Hardy.
I'm going to beat Matt Hardy with the Beetleborg chest. That's what I do.
Oh, that's right. You were Sid from Toy Story.
Yes.
On our Tumblr, the last post is the fourth seasonal Morphe Awards, which is Owen Hart with the red Zio helmet on.
That's a good one.
So,
yep. Anyway, that's it. We should just make the rest of those and just put them up. Because I like that gag.
I know what we were going to do for Turbo.
Yes. I still think that's a great one.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what the other ones are off mic. And then we should do it ahead of time so I can post it with the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next season. We got like 9 more episodes and then who knows how many bonus ones. Anyway, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. If you want to donate, that'd be great. A little dollar a month to get some cool stuff in return. There's Tattoo Teen Jailer Fudge from Beverly Hills episodes. There's early episodes. That's the bulk of it. There's also Pokemon stuff, if you're into that.
Yep.
So, if you're feeling generous, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. It's Monday. We've already wasted so much time in this recording alone. Who knows how much of it made it to air. Do you want to talk about Power Rangers?
I do.
Okay, well, hold on. I lost my notes.
I'm in luck. That's what we do here.
You're in luck. We start off on someone I am calling a gym carny. He's like a carny barker, but he's like, come to my gym, the super strong gym, where you will get presumably super strong. And then some guy whose name, he did not get a name. I just called him Skinny Weird because he's skinny and weird looking.
Yeah.
He looks like if Malcolm in the Middle was like a dork from a 80s movie.
Yeah, but also like 44 years old.
But also very way older than maybe he should look. And looks older than maybe he is. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
He's like, I've tried everything. You're just a bunch of ripoffs. And he's like, oh, a non-believer. Well, come drink this Tang. I mean, super strong juice. It's just Tang.
I think he calls it like a shake or a smoothie or something, but it's just straight up like Tang. It's just juice.
If it's not Tang, it's just Metamucil.
Yeah.
Just giving you some fiber? Is that what Metamucil does?
Metamucil is
fiber drink, right?
It's a drink you can mix and drink that does good things for you, maybe.
But only for old people.
Yeah.
To get your fiber? I think it's a fiber-based drink.
I mean, that's all old people are looking for is
they
fiber,
need a lot,
right?
They need their fiber. I don't know. Frosty Mini Wheat's too much for him. Anyway, so he drinks it, and Trip and Katie are there. That's how we are here at this scene.
Yeah, they were grocery shopping. They have a bunch of brown paper bags.
They also stopped for one ice cream cone and a soft drink at a fast food store. because that's what Katie has. They are pantomiming the hell out of these two food items while they're like, Tripp's just going to town on this ice cream. Katie's doing some real big, exaggerated, like, yeah, up to the side. And so then Skinny Weird picks up a dumbbell and like lifts it over his head. And he's like, oh, I did it. And it's like 45 pounds.
Yeah, maybe like, 60.
Like 60 tops. The bar is 15, so like...
The bar is 15, and it's like the big round weights on the side. It's a bench pressing bar. So I don't know. Yeah, it's like 60 pounds maybe. So maybe 65.
Which like is like a decent amount of weight to just like toss over your head. Especially like he is like a skinny dude. So like, yeah, I get it. But like, if you wanted to sell the bit, they should have been like... enormous weight plates on either side, yeah, right? But it was just like...
Or we should have just lifted the bench up.
Yeah, but just like, there's two little discs on either side.
They do say later that it was 500 pounds, but that's wrong.
No, there's unless it's made of depleted uranium, it is not that heavy.
He lifts it up, and Tripp is like, wow, Katie, he's as strong as you. And it's like, no, he's not.
No.
She palmed a spaceship and lifted it into the air.
She, like, hacky sacked up a shipping crate. This is, like, 60 pounds tops. Like, I have literally thrown bags of manure heavier than this around. It's not 500, and Katie is much stronger than this. And then before we cut away, the guy's like, see, it works. He just starts passing out brochures. I thought they were like packets of super strong juice, but I think they're brochures for his gym. Not 100% sure though.
I think so, because everyone starts rushing the, I want to say stage, but he's just on the ground.
He's like in front of a van. Yeah. So you know you can trust him.
And it's like, I called it right away. Super obvious that he's a monster and the muscle guys are cronies.
Yeah, this is an evil plot. And yeah, like, yeah, and spoilers, that's what's happened. That's what's up. There's a little more to it than that, but like,
yeah,
that is what's going on. And so they're like, oh, okay. And then we see Eric pull up and he's like, strokes his chin. He's like, what is this? This is weird.
This seems suspicious. I should look at
I'm
it.
I'm going to investigate
from across the street.
Well, he's got to, you know, he's got to keep his distance. He's tailing them.
Right. He hasn't been paid to take out Super Strong Jim.
Cut to Jen staring at a wedding like a normal person would. And she has a VO, and she's like, I always thought she's got her wedding ring, and she's like touching it, or her engagement ring.
It's played like what she's thinking in her head at the time, but it feels like it's a replay of something she said to somebody else.
That's the problem with VOs, is that we've only seen it the other way, except for like one time.
Yeah, when the command center blew up, yeah, and Tommy was like narrating it.
Everything's blowed up to heck.
For 1 minute, Tommy was narrating the story.
Oh, beans, guys. Everything's destroyed.
Oh, shucks, everyone.
Oh, dang it. What are we going to do? But yeah, so she's like, yeah, I always thought it was going to be me and Alex at a wedding. But now I don't know, because maybe he sucks.
She pretty much is like, I don't like him anymore. I like somebody else now.
Yeah, he's like, he's changed a lot, but I've changed a lot too. And now there's somebody else in my heart. And then like it fades to white and then it cuts to the theme song, which I liked the little buffer, but I thought she was dead and going to heaven for a second.
It was white for the wedding.
Oh, I see.
She still has her ring on too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Which, like,
I don't know.
I get it, because I guess they didn't break up, but they also didn't, like, stay together either.
She didn't have time to give it back at the end of last episode, because I think everyone forgot that she had a wedding ring, except for in that one episode where she had it. It's not a wedding ring. It's an engagement ring. They never got married. He was murdered right after they got engaged.
Almost murdered.
Well, we don't know. Maybe in one timeline, he was super murdered. Impossible to tell. Does that mean that in the time, if there are two timelines, does that mean that like timeline one, Alex dies, they come back, they create timeline two. Timeline two, in the future of it, whatever happened, Alex doesn't die, but then their time force also goes back, creating a third disparate timeline.
It's just infinite.
And then it just keeps going until it loops back around.
And then the universe implodes. And explodes again and starts over.
And that's how we got the 2017 Power Rangers movie.
Yep.
You're welcome. We come back from the theme song, and Wes is trying to slick his hair back. He's like fussing with it. And he's like, oh, I'm never going to look cool like Alex.
I'm never going to be as handsome or cool as Alex with his Oakleys and his Lego hair.
His Lego hair and his Oakleys and his wetsuit.
Later on, what a cool future me.
He looks so cool and I'm never going to be that. And then he goes, wait a minute though. Alex does suck. So maybe I have a chance.
Alex did come back and he was a total prick.
And he sucked. He super sucked. And Jen hates him now. So maybe I got a shot.
And Lucas is there reading a book.
Lucas is reading a book. Just being Cash. Just listening to Wes talk about how much he hates Alex. Which is fair because Lucas also hates him. And then he's just like, maybe I do have a chance. And as he's like, and he's like kind of fixing his hair back to normal. And Jen's like, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing. What? Lucas is still sitting on the stairs. He will be for the duration of this scene. And then they start being cute and nervous at each other. They're doing that whole like, oh, I got to tell you something. Oh, I also had to tell you something. Oh, well, you go first. Wes has a nutcracker. Don't know why.
It never comes into play.
He's just so nervous. He just grabbed a nutcracker.
Yeah, he's just fidgeting with it. There just happened to be a nutcracker, and he needed to do something with his hands.
Look.
So he's like, I'm holding this now.
I literally have a remote right next to me that I occasionally will flip around in my hand.
I mean, I'm doing it to my phone right
so
now.
So I don't flip my phone, which I just go between the two, because I have to touch my phone to do this podcast. But yeah, it's just... He just has one, doesn't matter. He just needs something in his hand so they don't rise out of frame and float away.
There was no other prop that would have made any sense being in the clock tower.
Well, it's a comedy scene, right?
Basketball or anything.
I would have liked it if he would have had a basketball, but here's the thing. It's like a comedy scene, right? They're doing like a 1940s screwball meet cute right now.
Yeah.
What's a funnier thing to just have in your hands than a Santa nutcracker?
The only thing that would have been funnier is if he tried to present it like a gift.
I got you this.
Because it's straight up Santa Claus.
It's just Santa Claus.
And it's like summer outside.
Yeah. So they're being cute and nervous, and they're like, oh, well, no, you go. And he's like, well, no, you go. You said you had to say something. And she's like, well, no, I insist you go. And then Lucas puts his book down and walks up and goes, one of you has to go. You're driving me crazy.
And then he just stares Jen down.
Yeah, I start staring both of them down. And so Wes is about to presumably ask Jen out or say, hey, I like you or something, when Katie and Tripp burst in and they're like, there's something weird going on at the Super Strong gym. They're a skinny, weird guy got a muscle drink from this Tang and now he's super strong. We got to check it out. They come to the conclusion that they got to go undercover. Tripp's like, yeah, I want to go. And Lucas just like grabs him by the neck and is like, drags him off to the side. He's like, I think Wes and Jen should go. And he's like, but I want to go. And he's like, no, Wes and Jen, because he's a bro.
No, Tripp, listen.
Read the room, Tripp.
Read their minds, Tripp.
Tripp, your whole thing is being able to read emotions. Maybe read the emotions in the room.
Why give him that if it only is going to count like three times?
So Lucas can step in poop and that's it. No other reason.
And he used it to find Circuit once.
And maybe a little girl at some point.
I think you're right. I think he did like hear one or two little girls in trouble.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, he's got a magic MacGuffin in his forehead.
It's like when Maya could hear through space that one time.
Once? Well, that at least, and I don't want to give Lost Galaxy more credit than Time Force because that feels wrong in my bones, but at least that made it feel like she can hear the Galactabuddies and that's it.
Right.
So they never needed to call through space again, so it was like, fine. But Tripp has like brain reading powers / psychic visions / emotional. Oh, he also read that Eric wasn't a bad dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was just lonely and projected. Anyway, so he's like, no, they're going to go because he's a good dude and can see. Lucas can see what's going on. Lucas can read the room. So he's trying to get them to go. So then we cut to the Super Strong gym. There are some people being wild in here. Everybody is in a If they're they're in track suits and I tried to describe the color because it's orange, but it's a very specific orange. I feel like if there was a soda called Taint, this is the this is the color the can would be.
I mean, it's just like a burnt orange.
Nope. I'm right. It's Taint soda orange.
Yes. It's just as orange as Taint.
It's like dusty orange. It's like if a can of soda called Taint, but the soda can is also fuzzy a little bit.
Why? Why do you have a velvet soda can?
I don't know. That's Taint, baby. There are a lot of actors hired on this show. A lot of extras. There's the one guy. There's the skinny, weird guy. Maybe we should give him a real name. We'll call him Pringles.
Of course. He looks just like Pringles.
So Pringles there, and he's doing real bad bench presses, just like going ham. He's way too hard in the paint.
He's gonna bust an elbow.
He's gonna rip all his arms off, like just all of it. But that's you know, in a second, when the main carny guy comes in, we'll call him P.T. Barnum. I'm having a day. I don't know what's going on. Him and his obvious cronies come in. There's one guy with a dumbbell that's got like six weights on either side. Like, this looks more impressive and heavy than the barbell that guy wowed everyone with. But he's like making a face and like pumping it real hard. Only one arm, only one dumbbell.
Yeah, he's gonna be like super strong on his right side.
But like this low, that guy from the Midnight Shenanigans movie, Lady in the Water.
I bet that's correct.
There was a guy who only worked one side of him, so he was half jacked, half very skinny.
Why?
It was a storybook movie, you see.
Yes. So,
also a lot of whisper yelling in that movie.
Can movies figure volume out already?
Nah.
It's 2019.
No.
I shouldn't have to turn up my volume when people are talking and turn it down when action is happening.
Do you know what movie has perfect volume the whole time? Pitch Perfect. I know it's a musical.
It has to. It's
so
in the
name. Got to. Yeah. But it literally, there is no scene that is too loud or too quiet. Everything is perfect. Everything matches. Do you know what movies don't have that? Any other one.
Any other movie.
Anything else. Ghostbusters is good. From memory, I know that yep. one's good. But, like, what is it where they're like, hey, it's a talking scene. That one's going to be down here. You got to turn your volume way up if you want to hear. And then now it's the action scene. Now that your volume is at 56. It's like,
and it literally blasts you into the kitchen.
It just sounds like static being played through an Inception filter. But yeah, anyway.
Like, I get it in horror movies only a little bit.
To spook
you. Because they want you to like listen really close so they can jump scare you.
Yeah.
But even like, it doesn't need to be as extreme as it is.
No.
I don't know. Movies are a scam.
Yeah. All of them.
Don't watch movies. Listen to us.
Listen to us instead. You can watch Pitch Perfect. You have my special permission. Anyway, so this central casting guy is going nuts on the one dumbbell, and just like, you're getting paid like $15. This is not going to be your big break, my man.
Like, he doesn't even have a speaking role. He's just dumbbell guy.
Well, he's trying to like get noticed, and it's like, well, that's not how you do it. I don't think
that's not how people are gonna hire you. They're not gonna see you overacting with a dumbbell.
Like, that's the next Batman.
We gotta cast him for Batman.
That's Batman if I've ever seen him.
He's got a mean right hook, just like Batman.
So then they go over to Pringles and they start. You're missing. Got him. Did you forget his name was Pringles already?
I did.
So they go over to Pringles. They're like, drink up. And they just basically pour a bunch of Tang up his face. And then he starts doing crony hops.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, the Tang makes you a crony. Okay. What?
You know, we're never going to get the answer to that question.
So he hops away. We cut to the entrance where in come Jen and Wes. Or, as we'll find out in a second, Jen and Albert. Because she didn't have to give a fake name. They're dressed like nerds.
Yeah.
By which I mean Jen is wearing a Kimberly outfit from season one.
Yeah, it's just jean overall shorts and a pink shirt underneath.
It's like a pink gingham sleeveless shirt, but it's got like a belt that might be a fanny pack. So she's a real dork. She also has like her hair in braids, like in those like long front braids and glasses that they can't tell if they should be down or up.
I'm going to go way off topic here for a second.
Okay.
In electronics on that back wall behind the movies.
Yes.
It must have just been reset recently. Because there's like a 90s nostalgia 4-foot section now.
Oh, no.
But you can buy fanny packs. And you can buy retro caps, which are Pogs.
Okay.
They come in like a very large $30 box of like a bunch of Pogs, 4 aluminum slammers, and like one of the Pog tubes to store them in. There's like a $14.99 one that has 2 plastic slammers and just some Pogs in it. Just random assorted Pogs of like stock image of like nothing.
Yeah, of like the mall soda cup.
Yeah, wave. Or it's like an 8-ball.
Yeah.
But the plastic slammers are just like maybe 2 Pogs thick, and they're not going to...
That's not heavy enough to slam anything. You can't come on and slam with those.
If it's a plastic slammer, it's going to be like 4 inches thick.
It's got to be made out of like the good stuff.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out that you can buy Pogs at Target, but they're really crappy Pogs. And on the box, it's like, we made all the hot Pogs in the 90s.
Like, who? Everyone's like, I've heard, like, we gotta get Pogs going again. Remember Pogs? Pogs were great. No. Pogs are cool if you are A, 10, and B, don't have video games or a cell phone.
Yeah. You couldn't play your Game Boy on the playground at school. You had to play Pogs.
You had to play Pogs. Like, no kids these days are gonna look at Pogs and go, ooh, yeah.
I was thinking,
let me get in on that.
I cannot picture my brother who is 17 this year. No, who's 18 this year.
Weird.
He turned 16 in December. 17. He turned 17 in December.
Okay.
I cannot picture him having a good time playing Pogs.
Even him 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
even him 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He'd be like, what are these stupid pieces of cardboard?
This one got wet and it's ruined. What a bad toy.
It looks like someone cut circles out of the back of a cereal box.
And I'm supposed to flip it somehow? And then also, so kids don't want to play with Pogs. Who wants Pogs? The 90s kids who want to grab nostalgia by the neck and bring it until all the nostalgia juice is gone and there's no new things and we've just remade everything from the 90s 40 times. Sure. Well, I guess next they'll start remaking stuff from the 2000s because the 90s was the last decade and the 80s was a decade before that and the 70s was a decade before that. Anyway, or maybe it's on a 5-year cycle. It's real hard to tell. I'm almost 30. I have zero inclination to buy Pogs.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do with them? Josh, I bought Pogs.
Great.
Done. That's the end of that conversation forever.
Let me see what Pogs you got.
I got an 8-ball, and this one's got flames on it, and this one's a skull.
I had one Pog.
This is just like, one?
This is no, I had a, the saddest I had Pog a lot collection. Of Pogs. This is like when I was in fourth grade.
Okay.
Okay. But I had one. And it was a Pog. It was a little disc.
We're familiar.
It said K-9 on it. And it was a little dog peeing on a fire hydrant.
That's the good
there
Pog.
There was a hobby store in Athol, Massachusetts, where I grew up, that sold individual specific Pogs behind a glass case that you had to get help
so you don't steal
for.
Athol, Massachusetts is maybe 45 square feet.
It's bigger than that.
Size this apartment, I would say. But it got a Pog store in it back
Checkers
in the 90s.
Was downtown. I don't know if it's still open. I haven't been back in a few years. So.
I don't know. I think I've been through Athol, but I don't know if I've been to Athol. Anyway, so back to Power Rangers. Jen and Wes are dressed like nerds. He's got a bow tie and glasses and suspenders and his pants hiked up to his belly button. And she just looks like a cute farm girl.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. It's like, oh, she's like a little farm girl.
Yeah, which is funny because behind the counter is like a pretty buff lady.
Yeah, you also know they're nerds because their glasses are so thick.
They're very thick and they are foggy.
Yeah.
Which is a bad call for glasses.
And Jen can't decide if she sees better through them or over them.
No, she can't see through them at all, which is why she keeps pulling them down.
But then she'll like push them up.
Yeah, to maintain the illusion.
I guess.
That's the only thing I can think of, because like I can't see her eyes through them. So,
yeah, it's not even like the magnifying glasses where like when she looks at the camera, her eyes are huge.
It's just, it's like a convex mirror that's too close to you, so you can't see anything. It's just, it's bananas. But they're nerds, and, so, and then they go up and they're like, we'd like to sign up for, to be super strong. The hook. And also, Jen is doing this like, shoulders up, neck down, kind of walk like I'm a dork. Like, but like, no, you're still just like a cute farm girl. Like, that's all that this reads as. And so they go up to the receptionist, and this receptionist is a hornet, super hornet. And she's like, oh, you and your girlfriend want to sign. Oh, sorry. She's like, you and your girlfriend want to sign up.
Yeah, she's just Applejack.
She's Applejack from My Little Pony. And he's like, they both do the, oh, we're not dating. Even though they're undercover, like, you would think this is the perfect time. That's a whole trope.
Right. Just to pretend you're dating.
Like, fake dating is like a whole thing. Yeah.
No. Instead, they're like, oh, no, we're not dating. No. Which also is a trope, to be fair.
Right. Which, yeah. That's true.
But that's more of, like, when it's actual you and not undercover you.
Right. But, like, but then, when her name is Teresa, when she finds out that they are not dating, the horny meter goes to 11. The needle rockets off the screen meter. I already said
gauge.
Meter. Gauge. Needle's gone.
Dial? I don't think it's a dial.
Don't touch that dial. It's too horny, Josh. Because she's like, oh, you're not dating. Well, then. And just starts touching his muscles. And she's like, you don't need this. You're super strong.
And he's just like, yeah, I know.
He's like, nah, me. And then just does a bicep.
Like flexing at her.
At Jen. He's like, ah. Jen's getting a little jelly. She's a little mad.
She is filling the crap out of the form she has.
She files it in triplicate and slams on the ground and scoots it over. And then she's like, I'll help you fill it out.
This part's where your name goes.
Your name goes. What's your name? He's like, Albert. And she's like, Albert. I don't know why they were like, make any choice with your dialogue. She's like, kind of Southern, but weird.
You work at a gym in California. Like, so I don't know why you have to fake a Southern accent. There's one thing
you know what? You know what? I do know what the reason is. It's so that Jen can make fun of it later.
You're right.
And the joke lands better if there's an accent and she's not just saying the horny things, but in a condescending tone.
You're right.
Other than that, no, you could be any accent. It could just be a valley girl if they wanted to go like broad with it.
You can still totally make fun of that.
Yeah. But she made a choice and she's doing great. So Jen is mad. So she leaves them to flirt and starts sneaking around. Like while she's sneaking around, we cut back to... I didn't know her name was Teresa yet. She's like, I'm Teresa in a second.
When Jen sneaks off, I think she says it. Because as she's walking away, you can just very faintly hear Albert in the background go, Teresa.
Teresa. But then some other guy is like ringing the bell. And I just called her Hornisha because she's so horny. And he's like ringing the bell, like, hey. And they're like waving like a form at her. Like, stop flirting, please. I'd like to sign up to be a muscle boy. And she's like, oh, 1 second, and then, like, goes over there.
I thought she was going to turn to that guy and just, like, grab it out of his hand. But she actually does help him.
Yeah.
This part is very weird
Is she part of the super strong gym, or is she, like, a temp?
I don't know a Teresa story, and I feel like we need just a little bit more.
I feel like there could be a little more Teresa background.
And B, Is she in on it?
I have no idea.
Does she know who Albert really is?
I don't think so. Or maybe yes. And she did it to break them, separate them?
Wait, I don't know.
But I don't think so, because we'll find out in a second that, like, that's when they find out who she is.
I think she just realized, like, oh, you're a buff guy in disguise.
Yeah, like, you're clearly in disguise, and you're, like, a buff man. You're, like, a hot buff man. Like, what do you need this
You're way hotter than Alex.
Your hair doesn't look like Legos at all. Or maybe it looks like Legos, and he's got Mega Block hair, whichever one you think is better. She's sneaking around. She sees people doing crony training, which is just 100 people in lines and columns.
Yeah, they're in like a high school gym.
Doing like the hup, 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 hup with their arms, and they're like bringing their knees up.
And
but they're in their like taint soda orange. They're all in the same very uncomfortable sweatsuit.
I think Barnum is in there, and he's doing like 1, 2, 3, 4. But they are not doing anything in time with, first of all, each other. Or second of all, the count that he is giving them.
It from the big wide shot, it looks like they are.
It looks a little bit like a wave at one point.
It looks a little like a wave, but at least they're like all doing it like kind of in a pattern. But then like any of the close-ups, it's just like everyone's doing whatever the spirit
does. Right.
It's freeform jazz training.
And they're counting this beat, and nobody is going along with it.
I think everyone thinks you're supposed to do a different thing on four, and that's what they're all doing.
I think the hands are supposed to be on four. Some of them are doing it on three.
I don't know. She sees that they're turning them into robots, is what she says, which is confusing, but also, what happened to Frax? So, like, it tracks? There's at least an internal consistency to this wild notion that you can make a meat person into a robot?
Yes.
They're brainwashing them into being robots with Tang?
They're brainwashing them into thinking they are robots. It's a light as a feather, stiff as a board situation.
Okay, then they're just going to put robot suits on them, be like, you're a robot now. But then, like, Rancic's gonna like rip one's head off, and it's gonna be all wet and bloody,
just like a spinal column.
And he's gonna be like, "Oh no,
flawless victory!
I'm used to these being robots." So she gets grabbed, and they drag her in. They're like, "She was sneaking around, and she'll make a great addition to the."
Yeah, this is Frax.
And then Frax walks in.
Yeah, because Frax is like, well, who better to lead my new army than a Power Ranger? Just like pulls her disguise off.
Just like pulls her wig and her glasses off. It like goes to commercial. We come back. We're still in the same auditorium, which is like in the back of a gym, but they're different locations, clearly. And Jen is like tied to a pole. And Frax is like, I'm going to make you drink this Tang and you're going to be a robot. And she's like, no, I will not do that, thank you.
But like, it takes more than one cup of Tang to be a robot.
Well, this is like 3/4 Tang.
It's pretty full.
Yeah.
And all we did see him on the street, all that Pringles took was just like one sip of the milkshake.
Yeah, I forgot we called it Pringles this time. Yeah, he just took a sip and was like, I am strong now. But yeah, so it's like a full glass, and they're like, he's like, I used to be a human, but being a robot, this is fine. It's an acquired taste. Get it?
But you did not become a robot by drinking oil. You became a robot because you built robot parts around yourself.
I guess,
or into yourself.
Or downloaded your brain.
I don't know.
No, we actually saw him working on robot parts on his
like
arm.
He was putting a robot arm over his real arm.
God, I hate that. I don't know what that's supposed to be, and I hate it. He's a Terminator.
Like, his body is just, like, rotten and smelly.
Yeah,
in there.
It's just, like, a skinny, gross, composed. It's just, like, a bunch of rattly bones and then some juice up to, like, mid-thigh.
If you open up Frax, all that body juice is
just
going to come
spill right
out.
You know black tomb they found? They opened it up, and it's just, like, a layer of juice, and someone's like, I want to drink it.
That's the...
And you know what? I feel like we should have let one person drink it and be like, does anybody else want? Now this guy has mummy poison and he's going to die right now. Do you want to drink it too? Or he would get mummy superpowers.
The internet was a mistake.
Yeah.
But also, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, this literally wouldn't work any other way. We just need to power cycle it. Get the people who want to drink the mummy juice off of it. Let them kind of phase out. So he has like the cup of Tang and he starts bringing it over to her face and he like grabs her mouth and she's like, and then like we cut to Wes, who's like walking with his hands on his hips.
Oh, no, you're right. Is that it now?
No, I think the cup to the face is in a minute.
Yeah, the faces is after. We see Wes first in hallway because he has to fight a muscle guy.
So he goes up to a muscle guy. He's like, have you seen my friend? She's like this tall and pretty and is wandering around. And he's like, oh, that's your friend. Yeah, this way. Trying to like get him away from there. And then he hears Jen scream. And then he's like, the jig is up. And they start fighting.
He whips his head around and this switch flips. Where he goes from, like, I'm Dorky Albert to I am Wes.
I'm Wes. And
the Red Power Ranger.
And if you don't know, the first thing I did in this show was tackle a robot. here we are. Then they do a little fight, and he gets away. The guy turns back into a crony. He does, like, a spin and a poof, and he's a crony now.
I feel like now he's considerably weaker.
Probably, I think, yeah. if the cronies drank the Tang, would they become...
Oh, maybe that's what happened. They drank it and they became buff dads.
They become buff dads, but you give a regular person it, they become a robot. Then you give them more, then they become buff dads.
Yeah, then you have an army of buff dads that are also robots.
But when they take too much damage, they turn into robots. So it's like a second stage. So then we cut back into Jen, who is getting this, like, about to be poured down her throat. And it just gets like slapped out of Frax's hand and the glass doesn't break. Like it lands on the ground, it's but like just spills.
It's like a plastic cup.
It looks like glass, but I guess it's not because it like falls a distance.
Yeah,
and just
it lands on the corner and then just like bounces up and lands on the like open part.
Yeah. And it just like spills out. It's like, okay, good glass.
Yeah,
I guess.
Really solid.
Wes unties her and then they run, but they're running hand in hand, so
he just grab her hand
because
they're running away.
they get around a corner.
Yeah, they hide in like a stairwell, and then all the buff dads run by.
Is this before? Is this when she says like that they're people? Oh, no, that's in a second.
That's in a second. Yeah.
Okay. So she's like, he's like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "What took you so long?" And he's like, "What do you mean? I just..." And she's like, "Oh yeah, you had to flirt with Teresa," and he's like, "Are you jealous? Like, is that? Do you think I like Teresa?" Like, yeah, I forget what she says, but she does a bad accent.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Yeah, Teresa had y'all tied up," or something like that. And then it's just so adorable how jealous she is. Like, it's really this is like a 1940s screwball comedy, but it's real cute.
And Wes is like, "Are you jealous?" And she's like, "Of you? As if.
And then a crony grabs him, but it's not. It's just like,
she's screaming at him in the hallway.
She's yelling in tongues. And so he gets pulled out, and he like punches Pringles or whatever.
He's about to, because it's all the people that were in the gym that come out and grab him. And he's about to kick all their asses.
Yeah.
And Jen is like, "No, they're just regular people.
They're people.
Being mind controlled by motor oil or something."
Yeah, they drank too much Tang and now they think they're astronauts, so we gotta go. So they run. They get outside. There's a bunch of cronies there, and Jen's like, "I bet you can handle them since you're so super strong."
Like, they're in like a dire situation.
Yeah, like there's like 40 cronies that are gonna shoot him and kill him,
and she can't just let it go for
so
5 minutes.
It's so good. But then all the cronies get blown up by a blast and fall down, and Eric like shuffles in from the side with his gun up like he's a Resident Evil character.
He kind of is.
He looks like Stars, but it looks like you held the lock on and then walked sideways, so he just did a little crab walk. And it's just, he's like, I knew something was up with them. I'm glad I followed them. Like, good job, Eric.
You've been following them since the sidewalk show?
Yeah. They could be a threat to the city.
That's true, I guess.
You never know. He's like, I knew they were up to no good. And then Jen like grabs Eric's arms, like, "Oh, thank you so much." And it's like really bad, awkward, like trying to make Wes jealous flirting. It's really good. And then Wes is just like, "That's enough of that." And just separates to him. So then Barnum like spins around and reveals his true form, which looks like a Zelda boss.
He's absolutely a Zelda boss.
Like, he looks like a Minish Cap Zelda boss.
Yeah, he's got like all black armor and a cape and just a weird big head that like tapers in at the top.
It's like it's a little bit like the bad guy from Toy Story, Zurg or whatever.
A little bit.
It's like if that was a Zelda boss.
But if you stretched his head just like a little bit. Like if you grabbed it and squished it in and pulled it up.
Yeah.
But he's got like red accents on one side and blue on the other side. So you have to use your magnet glove on whichever opposite side that you're on to pull his armor apart so you can get at the monster inside. Or conversely, you attack the blue side with the fire rod and the red side with the ice rod until his armor falls.
But yeah, so then they start doing a fight. They morph. And he's got magnets. He's got magnet powers and just like throws them and starts spinning them in the air.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he's got magnet powers, but they're not made of metal, so I'm, you know, whatever. But then the others show up, YGB, the other Rangers.
Well, first they call they call Circuit for help, and then Circuit calls Alex.
That's in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he calls Alex before the other Rangers show up.
Does he?
Circuit does, because he's like, Alex, the Rangers need help. And I'm like, why are you not calling?
No. They did
the other
show up.
Three.
Here's what happened, because I know what you're talking about. They do show up and shoot them. And then until we see Circuit, we don't see those three Rangers again.
Okay.
So if you like blink and
that's
miss them shooting.
I was just trying to make sure Kofi Kingston keeps his championship. So I was just scrolling through Twitter.
God, he better. They were recording this tonight after WrestleMania, and they're already talking about unifying. Like, the match tonight, it hasn't happened yet, but the match is going to be Kofi Kingston versus Seth Rollins to unify the titles, which is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. And it's just like, let Kofi Kingston have a week to be the champion. Christmas sake.
Yep.
But anyway, they were there, but they only were shown for a second before. But then Circuit's like, Alex, we need help. Which has never happened before, but he didn't know it was Alex before, so, like, I get it. But then Alex is, like...
He's, like, not at his desk.
He's not there until he runs in like...
AFK.
bio break, AFK. But then he, like, runs in, like, a shiny latex doctor outfit. Like a wetsuit for doctors?
Is it not just his regular Time Force wetsuit?
No, it wasn't. It was like an evil version of, like, he's doing experiments in the other room.
Maybe. Someone has to build all these new super Zords.
Yeah. You feed a regular giant monster Tang and it becomes a Zord, I guess. Who knows? So they're like, oh, and then he sees Jen getting beaten up and he's like, Jen. So he's like, they're too strong. Cut back. Jen's getting beaten up. Everybody's already like down or like away. And then the other Rangers regroup. And Eric says, guys, we got to help Jen. And just like runs in to go help her. Which is like, yes,
that's
Eric.
That's a lot of character growth for Eric all of a sudden.
I think after the last two episodes, he's like, we're friends now. Like, I'm just going to pretend I've always been friends with you. Don't worry about it.
And also, Jen is the one isolated, being like almost killed by a monster.
It's like a really good, like, hey, he's part of the team moment. I really like it.
Yeah.
So he runs in. The others run in. And as Wes is about to go, Alex pops up on his visor and completely obscuring everything else. And he's like, I'm about to send you the Stratocycle. And he shows a picture of it, but like it's a wire form and like spinning around. And it's just Porygon Z, the Pokemon, but a motorcycle.
Yep.
But maybe an upside down gun for Megazords, because it's also kind of what it looks like. But it's just Porygon Z. So he's like, I'm going to send this to you. So he sends it to him by putting it on the time launch pad and having Golf Boy Pro punch it in the butt and back in time.
It's just a motorcycle sized vehicle.
It's very small. Golf Boy would destroy it.
Yeah.
He's built to be able to punch his own butt back in time. And
And then an even weirder thing happens, because the Porygon Cycle hits the time hole, and Wes is in there, and he jumps on it inside of the time hole.
Yeah, I'm also confused as to what this is supposed to be, because he leaps up and is there, but why? And how?
How? Why is so he can fly it out?
Right. And how is like with his legs, but like, what?
How did he get in there? Nobody knows.
Yeah. It's like, do you meet it halfway? What was it like?
Do you jump into the top of that gymnasium that
the
opens
up? The big Superdome? Yeah. But then he flies out and he just wrecks everybody. Like, everyone, like, it's like, I think it's just Barnum at this point. But they just destroy him. And he like, shoots him at one point, and there's a big explosion. And then when it cuts back, Barnum is gone? And I thought he just blew him up to death.
I did, too. What better way to sell a toy than to just kill the monster with
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And also have all the other Rangers talk about how cool it is.
They're like, wow, it's so cool. It's like, yeah, it's my new toy, Porygon Z from Pokemon.
It's way better than Inlines, Eric.
How's your time cruiser, but whatever then, that thing is called?
But then Eric comes up to him and like leans on the, what I'm going to call hood
yeah.
of this motorcycle. And is like, yeah, with some practice, I bet you'll be pretty good with it too.
And Wes is like, oh, you're funny. That's a really nice. It's really cute. And then apparently Barnum was not destroyed and he stands up. He's like, yeah, I'm not done. Also, this is absolutely Jedi from Digimon's voice again. This guy's been 100 different Power Ranger monsters. And he pulls his scab off. And then he grows. And so then Circuit's like, we need the Zords this time. So they get Zords and they get them all in. And then Q-Rex is called. Everybody's there. And then he just uses magnets and throws them on the ground.
Yep.
Now, this is the first episode post 9/11. So I was like trying to pay attention to that. And I got sucked up in the episode and completely forgot. This is a regular Zord fight. Like, no buildings are knocked over.
I mean, it's only a minute and a half long tops.
They get magneted on. So Q-Rex is on top of the snowsuit Megazord. Wes 360, well, I guess 0 degree no scope. He just no scopes. He just like blind fires his gun, and it hits Barnum in the eyes, and then like they get off of Q-Rex gets off of him, and then they do their finisher and they kill him. Like that's it. But like, it's a regular Power Rangers fight.
Yeah, like it's short, but they're all kind of short.
I have to imagine
the later on you get.
Yeah. Right.
There's nothing explicitly like being thrown into and knocking down buildings, but that isn't such a staple anymore either as it used to be.
No, but also like, I think the episodes were, you know, several episodes were made between now and the next, you know, end of the season. Like they had, like, obviously they had to have been done. So I think there was just like a day where they like watched the episode and were like, that can air. Right?
Yeah.
Like, there had to be. Because, like, you do not want to risk, like, 3 days after the biggest national tragedy we've had this century.
Yeah.
And be like, here's the good guys also blowing up a building.
Yeah, you don't want, like, the first couple episodes of Lightspeed to air right after 9/11.
No, absolutely not. But, yeah, so, like, I like, going forward, I don't know how it's going to change. Like I said, I know that, like, Saban literally, like, went through and, like, with scissors clipped out a mention of terrorism and threw that in a fire.
Yeah.
And it's gone now. But like, I'm wondering if there's anything else that needed to be changed. Cause this was just like a real quick one. It seemed like it was normal length.
It seemed regular. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to try to not get sucked up in the episodes and like keep an eye on it. But like,
it's hard. If it was any other season, we could do that.
Yeah. But like, this is a good one. And like, this is a real cute, fun episode. So like, but anyway, so he dies, and then everyone turns back to normal. They stop being brainwashed and thinking they're robots. So is the Tang made out of him? Did Barnum squirt out the Tang?
Look, we don't get...
Is that actual taint soda from Barnum's own...
We don't... Do we have to bleep taint when you use it blatantly like that?
I might have to. I might anyway, just in case.
Yeah, because we don't know what it is that they're drinking.
Yeah.
Just it's a super strong serum, I guess.
Like, but the rule with monsters is like they die, except for Nasty Kiss Boy. That was for life.
Yeah.
Kisses are permanent. Taint juice is not.
Well, that was a viral infection.
Oh, you're right.
So that's a separate organism.
That's
that
a
lives,
whole different right.
That lives in your blood and all makes it boil out of your skin. Ugh. As knives, I guess.
just regular stuff. A regular 30th century disease. So yeah, they go back to normal. Like, oh, weird. And then we cut to Alex in the future, and he's like, whew, and like relieved, and like, that's it. And then we go to commercial, and we come back for the end. And Wes is sitting on the countertop downstairs, like in their like reception area, just thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
And Jen comes in and is like, hey, you really saved me. I wanted to thank you. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it was also Alex. He's the one who sent me Porygon Z. And like, it's like this weird deflection of like, I don't think I stand a chance anymore. And like, I don't know if like,
yeah,
I don't want to push it.
This scene in particular, but it's also in a lot of this episode. These might be the most complex emotions that Power Rangers has tried to handle so far.
I think so.
And so Wes is like, you know, Alex sent that to me and told me I needed to use it to protect you, basically.
Yeah.
And to like make sure you're okay.
He's like, I get why you fell in love with him.
So we get Jen, who is, the look on her face is just conflicted. She might even be fidgeting with her ring a little bit.
I can't remember, but it would not be out of place.
And then we go back to Wes, who's like a little bummed, but then he just like snaps up and he's like, I can see why you like him so much.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are great together, actually. And even like, though he was a prick when I met him, but yeah, you guys are cute.
And he walks over and it's like, it's sort of just like this, like this put upon, like, I'm being happy for you because like, I'm right, not going to break you up. Like, yeah, I'm not like, going to try that because, like, I'm a good dude.
I'm not a nice guy.
But, yeah, right? but then he, like, walks over and, like, to, like, a gasoline canister. Then it's like, for a second, he's like, I'm fine. I'm just going to drink the gas if that's okay.
I think he's getting ready for an odd job because he also grabs, like, a very large rake.
I did not see the rake. But, yeah, so he walks over and then she comes up and because he, like, deflects and then she, like, reflects it. She's like, no, because like, and gets like right up on him, and they're like about to kiss, or at least like confess they have feelings for each other, when who should walk in but freaking Pringles.
And he's in like a regular tracksuit now.
Yeah, he's in like a blue one, and he's like, I'd like to hire someone for an odd job. I need a personal trainer for my muscles.
What? First of all, where did they get this footage of 11-year-old me flexing in the mirror? I want it back.
Rude.
Second of all, since when is personal trainer an odd job?
Go to a gym! I mean, I understand not wanting to go to a gym.
You might be a little turned off of gyms right now.
But, like, imagine looking at, like, we do odd jobs and being like, is that odd enough?
I think so. Being Pringle's personal trainer might be odd enough.
Yes.
But then Katie is like, oh, we have the perfect people for you.
All three of them. Katie, Trip, and Lucas, as soon as the door opens and Pringles comes in, they just run out like, what's up? What do you want? And he's like, I need a personal trainer for my muscles. And they're like, well, they love working out. And they just like push them into, they're like, no, I don't want to go to a gym for at least a day or two.
I actually never want to lift a weight again.
Yeah, I'm not into that anymore. And they're like,
nope. They're all like, come on.
And they just like, they try to beg off, but they get pushed into it. And that's where the episode ends. And Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What's the best?
You know.
I mean, I have one with a bullet.
All right, what is it?
It's Jealous Jen doing her accent.
Yeah.
Like a couple times. That whole Jealous Jen
that whole like 4 minutes of the episode
is really good.
It's very good. I was a little going back and forth between Eric just like being their friend now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's just like one line that really nudges that in.
Right.
So I don't think that counts. And I like Jealous Jen more than I like the heavy stuff. So I'm going to also give it to Jealous Jen.
A lot of good stuff in the episode, though. What's the worst?
I think the worst is, I don't want to be mean.
You don't want to say Pringles.
I can't be like a mean person. But I do want to say Pringles.
I think the worst.
I don't think Pringles is the worst. I think the worst is that they were like, look at Jen being a nerd, but she's actually just being like a very cute farm girl.
Yeah. I think the worst is those terrible tracksuits, those taint colored tracksuits. The taint soda colored tracksuits.
That's probably it.
They just look uncomfortable. They look like they found 100 of them in a storage locker from the 70s that nobody paid off.
Nobody zips them up all the way.
They don't zip up all the way. They look dusty.
They do look dirty.
They look like if you were to smack them, like pollen would come off of it. They look like a fuzzy soda can called Taint Soda. Like,
yeah, I'm going to give it to the Taint Suits.
I don't like it. Who's the MVP?
Jen.
I want to give it to Jen. I also kind of want to give it to Eric.
Okay.
He didn't do a ton in the episode, but what he did was really good. It was like subtle acting in the beginning, and then showed up to save the day because he was doing detective work in the background, right?
There was that thing when Wes flew in and everyone was like, what is that? And Eric's like, we'll find out soon enough, and like flipped his chin.
He just like, that's like a Japanese mannerism.
Yeah.
But like, especially in like tokusatsu where you have to be in a suit and you have to like figure out ways to like,
you have to act with your face without being able to see your face.
Yeah, exactly. So like that little like chin rub is like, aha, like that's what that means. And like, I perfectly get it. And it's kind of goofy when Eric does it because like it's Eric. He's like, kind of grumpy all the time.
Right.
But this is all no different than like sometimes when Tommy the White Ranger is morphed, he's a 6-year-old boy, you know?
He's just like hooting and hollering. He's like, woo, in the cockpit woo. Of his Zord.
I'm in a white tiger. I'm on a skateboard. I like Fortnite.
Oh, no. Tommy would like Fortnite,
Tommy love Fortnite. You know, that's one thing about Tommy you gotta know.
Him and Justin, they play Fortnite all the time.
All the time. It's the only way he can stand to be around Justin is when they're Fortnite and Knighton.
Tanya does not like Fortnite or Justin. if you want to go back and watch the tape, she hates that kid.
No, did not like him very much. Anyway, I'm gonna say the MVP is Eric. I'm going to give it to Eric. I did love Jen. Literally, her doing the bad accent at Wes. Wow. Chef kiss. So good.
You're so super strong.
Super strong. Oh, yeah. Teresa had y'all tied up. So good. So good. Now we got to rank it.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Like top five, maybe?
Honestly, yeah.
This is good, though, because this means they keep getting better.
And they keep getting better. And the other thing I really like is that the top five doesn't have to be like all the quote good heavy episodes. It can like the good Power Rangers can be anything.
Well, yeah, that's why Movie Madness is number one.
It's number one. It's so good. But then like right under that is Quantum Secret, which had like Muscle Butt Suit, which is just like wild action fun. And then under that is Time Force Trader, which is like real heavy emotional stuff. And then under that is real sweet emotional stuff. And under that is like good plot stuff. So like good Power Rangers can be anything. And I love that.
Yeah.
Do I like it more than Fractious Fury?
I don't think I do.
Right under that is Dawn of Destiny.
What is that one?
That is... Did we rank Destiny Defeated?
No.
All right, let's rank Destiny Defeated. Whoops.
Right, Dawn of Destiny is when Alex is like, your dad is going to die.
At the very end, it's when Alex walks back in.
Oh, okay.
And then your dad's going to die is...
Fight against fate.
And then after that is Destiny Defeated. We forgot to rank. I think it's because we had David on and we were all caught up with having a guest.
That's probably
and
true.
And just, you know, half the time we forget anyway. So, where do you think Destiny Defeated should go? I think it's better than Dawn of Destiny.
I do too.
I think it might be better than Fractious Fury.
Is that the one with Kiss and Mark?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that's not like his origin and Kiss and Mark are two different episodes.
No, they're the same.
Okay.
Because that whole had to revolve around the serum.
Right. I think I might like it more than that, too.
Bodyguard in Blue. I think it's better than Bodyguard in Blue, but I don't think it's better than Time Force Trader.
I think that's fair.
So coming in at number four is Destiny Defeated. So now Undercover Rangers. Right under Fractious Fury or right under Dawn of Destiny? Because I think it's better than Future Unknown, which was really good, but mostly had like the one really great climax.
Yeah.
And the rest of the episode like was around that. This is like good toe to tip.
What happened in Dawn of Destiny before Alex showed up?
Rancic attack. Wait a minute.
Hey, I might have it right here.
Rantic attacked the...
Oh, I don't. I looked up the Tumblr, so I don't have the list up anymore.
Rantic attacked the biolab to get more serum, because that came right after Frax destroyed all the serum.
That's when he shoots...
And he shoots Papa Collins.
Papa Collins. Oh, I don't know if I like it more than that.
So right under that?
I think right under that.
I can do that. So coming in at number 8, Undercover Rangers. And that's it. That's going to do it for us for today. This episode was long. It's going to cut down.
Yeah.
There's definitely...
We talked about Pogs for like way too long, I think.
Probably. So we will see you on Friday for...
Beware the Night.
Oh. Ooh, I think
Night with a K.
With a K.
I read the description when it popped up on Netflix, and it says just like straight up a medieval knight comes to...
With a mysterious box.
To the present time with a Pandora box.
I think I remember that, and I think it's dope. I'm not sure if I'm thinking of something else, though. I don't know.
Look, man, knights, as they pertain to fiction such as this...
Pretty dope.
You've got my attention.
Yeah, so except for Robo Knight. He can screw off.
Robo Knight sucks.
That's because he's a robot. He's not a knight. The queen did not give him special permission to cut people's heads off. Or whatever being a knight entails. I don't know. I'm from America.
Run on a horse with a big stick into another guy. Knights do that.
They do. Anyway, that's on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Okay, hold up a minute.